They got better education, better facilities in school. When I was went to school, they was just bought one small school here. It was, we were so crowded, with one teacher, two at the most, to attend all the children there, you see. And you see, we had to buy our own books. And sometimes we don't have enough money to buy the books, so we then went to another one. You see.
Well, how many years did you stay in school like that?
I didn't stay long there, because like I told you this morning, and I never went to the school a full session. You know what I mean, you see, the 8 month session. By the same reason we had to help our fathers to work to support the family. We were a big family, 18 family.
That is a big
we
thing.
Were say seven boys and one girl. And so we had to bear our parents. We went to Laredo to work on the plantation, on the plantation. They started planting us around the 1910, you see, and by that 11 and those years, we had to quit the school in November to go transplanting onions, and then come back in January and start school. And then in April we had to go back clipping onions, and by the time we came back, there was no school at all. And so, that's the way it was then, you see.
Well, how many months a year did you live in Laredo?
Well, you mean Nuevo Laredo? From 1908 to 1911.
You lived there? All
yes,
year long?
I stayed there.
You stayed there?
Well, yes, it was on King Folk and my mother.
For how many months? A year? All the time?
All the time.
From 1910 to
1911? I mean
1908. 1908 to 1911.
Mm-hmm, to
1911. So you lived in Laredo for 3 years?
Yes, Nuevo Laredo, in Mexico.
In Mexico. And tell me, didn't you say this morning you went through the sixth grade here?
Yes, sir. That way, you see, the way I told you. Yeah. I was pretty good in all the subjects like math and geography and things like that, you see, but only in English.
Well, that,
I used to be a pretty good penmanship because I learned that in Mexico, you see. But now, my fingers don't help me. I don't have the same ability I had all those years.
Well, did many people here when you were a child speak English?
Of my age, you mean? Well, quite a few well-to-do people that they used to send their children there to Laredo to school, and some of them they sent to the college in San Antonio, some of them.
So they learned to speak English?
They speak English.
Do they live here?
Especially, most of those men that used to go those years at the college, they were the county officers here, you see. Like County Joy and Sheriff and see them all they speak English. Some of them they had college.
Did any of them still live here?
Well, those years, let me remind you. I believe the old County Joy that live here in Zapata is Mr. He speaks pretty good English, but he was educated down somewhere in the valley, I don't know. He came from there in the 30s.
What's his name?
Manuel. You got his name?
Manuel what? How do you...
He's a former county judge.
So he learned English somewhere else, then?
Yes, sir.
Well, was there any...
He speaks English fluently.
Was there any place here to learn English?
Hmm?
Was there any place in San Ignacio to learn English?
To learn English? Well, the school here. They have pretty good school here now. And they had boys to take the students to Zapata to high school there.